And it's your management that's doing that, or it's the customers?
Bad. Real bad.
The customers are real attitude.
The customers are nice. Customers are Canadian nice. Professionals. They're all nice. Like, they don't care.
No, okay. They're definitely.
Like your boss.
Even if they think that you weren't, you know, this is what am I talking about? No, okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I look at the address. I know, yeah, how is the wedding? I look through the window. Oh, yeah, I know.
Verification.
No, some people don't believe Bob. Just wanted to see if you are really, if you are an Ottawa or not.
Yeah, exactly. No, for sure. You can't be too careful.
This one lady, I had to convince her. I looked at, she lived in Richmond, Ontario. I said, I've never been to Richmond, Ontario. Maybe you went once or twice. I've been living in Ottawa for 35 years. Like, maybe once or twice. But I can tell you Ottawa speech. She goes, oh, I go to Ottawa. I said, well, this is where we are. She goes, I don't know where that is. Do you know Carling Avenue? The other city's hospital? Yeah, well then obviously I'm not in India.
Unless you use Google Maps.
Come on. You say yeah. City hospital,
no, for sure.
The names have changed. Do I drive you first, Chris?
Yeah.
There's one guy at one time who was too snarky and he was thing, you know, Orleans the gallery. That was a residential commercial. And the guy says, are you sure you're in Ottawa? I said, well, you know, I looked at the address already, and I said, well, I used to go see Jimmy Knox and the group in my days. Silence.
Yeah.
How many people in India would know Jimmy Knox and the group? This is not Beatles you're talking about. Silence. What the fuck? I don't need this. Where you are, I'm located, it's not important. What is I can do for you that's
exactly. Important. That's
not where am I located.
Exactly, that's it.
You know? Okay, so get me in the front and then show me which way to go to the...
Sure, yeah, I can... Yeah,
so you just let me know... okay. So I'll drop in the money tomorrow morning then.
Okay.
Okay?
If I'm not home, drive by and I'll...
I'll stand
at your okay, yeah, perfect.
All right, man.
We'll see you on Monday night.
Yeah. Take care, man.
Okay, you close the back door, eh?
Yeah.
Thank you, man.
No worries.
So you just told me which way to
go. Yeah, we're going to go back to... Yeah, we'll take... when we get back to Coventry, we'll take a left.
Oh, okay, I know.
And then we're going to swing by St. Laurent, and...
Oh,
you just have to
drop... Oh, no, the gas is not expensive. It's the maintenance.
Yeah.
And I have a mechanic friend. You know, I do under the table. So, comes in cheaper, and you know, it's a garage. It's not somebody's house. It's a real garage.
Nice, okay.
I think my... either the water pump is leaking, the antifreeze in 2 weeks drained. So I went and filled up some more in his place. I'm going to see. But maintenance is the most important. That's where you spend money.
Right.
Not on gas.
Oh, no. Well, that's it. And I'm thinking for... So if I just fork over gas money, I don't care. Like, that's $10
today. Do they have... carpool from Vanikil.
I'm looking.
I know my girlfriend told me she lives in bars. She told me people have carpool from bars, and I seen fucking parking lot.
Yeah, exactly.
For people to park the car. But I've never, but she told me that. Because she told me I can move in there and all that stuff. I thought I'm paying $700 plus. $35 for hydro a month. It's one fucking bedroom, and I don't have stereos, nothing. So I said, okay, maybe I have a bird. She's on her way out almost another few years or so. So I said, well, she has a cat and a dog, so you can't have a bird and all the same. So I go to bar.